Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Welcome back to Separate Sons, everyone. We are a Frostmaiden actual play D&D podcast, and we're excited to bring you Tales of the Frozen North and the Everlasting Rhyme. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
Hey, it's Paul. How you doing?
What's up, everybody? It's Ross. I'm munching on candy corn.
I'm candy corn.
It is Halloween-ish.
I guess by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Josh. I will be munching on the Trader Joe's Dark Russet Kettle Corn Chips because they're
Russet.
Yo, it's Zach, who's going to go get some Kirkland Signature Sea Salt Potato Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, it's me. Hi! Do you remember my passwords? I don't.
One, two,
it's
three,
all right. It wasn't
four,
it.
Four, five.
It was roll 20, so you're good.
Yeah. I remember all of them.
And we have a special guest who's stepping in today.
Oh, yeah. It's me, Jaden. Normally not here. I guess I'm snacking. I'm snacking too, but on candy, Reyalirindos, which is a Mexican spicy candy, kind of. I fucking love it. I grew up with these.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
If everyone is ready, let's begin tonight's episode of Severed Sons, episode 69.
Dun-dun.
Flesh Made Whole. Last time, the Sons followed the flying snake Octavia to an abandoned house near the protective wall of Bryn Shander. They found a cellar door and went inside, triggering a lightning trap. After surviving the initial onslaught and defeating the guards on duty, the Sons explored the complex, finding a strange corridor covered in frost with a magical key-locking mechanism that looked like a drawing slate. When Falco tried to explore the area, gouts of fire exploded out, melting the ice and creating boiling hot steam. The Sons explored the rest of the building, finding a map room and also a bedchamber. Inside the bedroom, you discovered three magical pieces of paper with riddles on them. You solved the three riddles and combined the images to create an image of a chimera. You return to the corridor, tracing the image onto the tablet and opening the entrance to the rest of the laboratory. Inside, you found a contingent of guards watching over a room filled with experiments and equipment. In the far corner of the room, a cage set on top of a teleportation circle, and inside the cage sat Lambda.
Oh, it's you guys. The fuck kept you guys?
I think it was. What's up?
What's going on?
So, the guards draw their swords.
Swords.
And I'd like everyone to roll initiative.
Yeah.
He's got a sword.
Coming in hot.
Oh, no.
Shard, what's your initiative?
18.
Nice. Trax?
12. And I am Baron now, my friend.
Thank you. Okay.
How dare you?
Actually, no. No, let me put you under Farron because I need to change the...
I need to change my character.
Vulu is still here, so I just need to change the Tracks barb foot thing to Vulu. Okay, let me roll for him, actually. 23 for him?
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, I rolled 19.
He's feeling responsible.
He's going places.
Fang.
14.
Donar.
19.
19, Spitz.
Not as good as Vulu, but 21.
Okay.
Nice.
Spots the battle, man. Spots.
She got a 14.
14.
I forgot I have 2 attacks per action now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Mayhaps, excited.
Mayhaps you might get more.
Kind of question maybe on that run. If one holds their action to attack, do you get those 2 attacks? If one has
what happens is that you're burning. Readying an attack action does not allow the use of the extra attack class feature.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So make 1 attack.
Cool.
Vulu is not rushing in. He holds an action to move once everybody else moves in. Now it is Spitz's turn.
Okay. So Spitz is gonna run over to that guy. This guard over here, the closest one to her.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And she's going to have in her right hand, her good hand, her +1 Warhammer. And then in her offhand, her Certain Death Warhammer. So she's going to do 2 attacks with the regular Warhammer and then her
bonus
offhanded
action
one with the left. Because I feel guilty using it, but it's cool. Okay, so...
And this is the Warhammer you got off Yokul?
It's a nat 20! I think I got the Certain Death one off Yokul, and then I think I got the +1 Warhammer off of the Big Bully Farron.
Got it, okay.
Big Bully
Farron. Okay. Matchy yeet time! Oh! Ah! That is 19 points of damage on that first hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Attack number 2! Oh my god, I keep fucking missing the thing. Is it 16?
16 does hit. Yes, it's exactly what you needed.
Okay. For 6 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the offhanded attack is a 15. So
misses, yeah. He gets his, he basically, finally gets his weapon up. You were so fast. He finally gets it up and blocks the last attack.
Oh, I'm a silly Billy. Can I still rage?
You haven't. It's a bonus action, right?
Yeah, I should have done that first.
You can do it after.
Okay, Spitz is now mad because she missed.
Okay.
Wasn't mad before.
Donar.
Donar's going to say, oh, I'm coming. And he's going to run up to cheer if my roll 20 would load. There we go. Mm-hmm. So I guess the only one he can see is that guy to the north. Because the walls. Well, if I can see this guy to the southwest of Spitz, does that, like, if I can see him on roll 20, does that mean Donar can? No, I guess because he's around the corner.
If you have a line of sight.
I don't think I can see him.
I think you do.
Might be able. You can see him.
Not the one to the left, but the one up.
I see this guy. Yeah.
You see that guy?
But not this guy. Okay.
Not this guy. Yeah.
So to that guy, he's going to say, oh, what's up? Now you see me. But hopefully in a second you won't. And that's going to be his unsettling words as a bonus action. And then he's going to shout, Befuidre! and cast blindness on this foe.
Okay.
So that is a... We're rolling slow. A con save.
It's a 2 plus probably not a lot, so...
Amazing. So he is blinded, and he can make... At the end of each of his turns, he can make a con save.
Got it. Okay.
Amazing. And I'm going to stay right there.
Anything else, Donar?
That's going to be it.
Okay. It is Shard's turn.
I'm going to swap to shield and the magic spear and just kind of give a look around to Fang and Farron and Vulu, who are around. Just never enough time to catch our breath, and just kind of run up 30 feet, and I'll just ready an attack for anything within range. I don't see anybody yet, but I don't want to burn. I don't want to be in the middle of nothing or burn my action surge, so I'm just going to
okay.
Go in the hallway.
Fang, your turn.
Fang is going to... He was neck and neck with Donar, so he's... Mm-hmm. I like to think that he steps off, like, right behind Donar, like, has his back, while casting as a bonus action, Steps of the Night, and, like, rising, just that run just takes him up some invisible stairs while Donar is underneath, so I'm gonna occupy the same space as him, but I'm gonna be about 10 feet in the air.
Oh, welcome!
And...
the ceiling isn't too high in here. Actually, maybe okay. You're right at the top of the ceiling.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'll honestly I'll put a hand on the ceiling to brace myself as he puts another hand out and casts Toll the Dead on this mofo on Spitz, because it's the only one that he can see. Actually, what is this barrier between?
It is. It looks like a table. There's like these are like tables.
Cool. So I think I actually have sight on the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but Fang knows that this this spell is more effective on those that are already hurt. So he's just going to go for the one on Spitz, try to give her a hand. So that is a wisdom saving throw.
Plus 0, that is a 15.
That is the number they needed.
So that is a success.
So I guess it takes nothing.
Lambda, your turn.
Spitz coming in and starting to beat the shit out of this one guy, she's finally going to look around and go, all right, time for this charade to be over. And she's going to touch herself, turn herself into a gaseous form so she could escape this fucking stupid cage. So she's just going to move herself.
She's going to wait in there.
I got to keep up appearances.
You know that Rose is in the room. I don't know if you can see that door. Mm-hmm. Up here, you know that she's in this room.
So I will be over here then.
Okay.
But yeah, once I move there, I'm after that, I'm going to drop it.
Excellent. And you're just going to shoot it out. The thugs over here in this southwest, southeast corner of the room.
Yeah.
See you get out and kind of like, oh, I thought she was powerless. Oh! And they're like, kind of like really look like they're going to come after you. It is Farron, your turn.
All right, so I think what I'm going to do probably is go up here, and then I'll probably hold an action for anyone that appears for a fireball.
Firebolt.
Firebolt.
Okay, fireball. Very, firebolt. Very good distinction to make. Okay. Vulu's held action goes off, and Lai comes in. Okay. Anything else, Farron?
Actually, yes. Okay, so hang on. I haven't used this feature before. So I am going to... Okay, there we go. Bastion of Law. Okay, so... On Spitz, I'm going to use three of my sorcery points to create a Bastion of Law. You have a magical ward on yourself, so you get 3d8s that can be used to reduce damage on your next time you're hit.
Nice.
That's sick.
Like, they have to be on the next hit?
Anytime you take damage, you can expend a number of those dice, roll them, and reduce the damage.
Nice. Okay.
So I'm using that instead of my held action.
These two guards rush out over to Spitz, and they are going to... there's also this room has like Lambda. There's like a row of tables. So there's kind of like you're in this like little alleyway where there's a wall on one side with a table and equipment and notebooks and things like that. And there's this island table that's in the middle of the room.
Okay.
To your right. So one thug, the hurt thug, that is a 18 spits.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 points of slashing damage. The second guard, the high is a 14.
No.
Okay. He whips out his long sword. Phew, phew, phew. And this thug and is going to fire at the dragonborn. Has a tiny bit of cover, so he's going to fire at the flying scary thing in the air. So
that's fair.
That is a dirty 20 and a 9.
20 hits.
Okay, it's long bow, so it's a d8. 7 points of piercing damage. That's an ability, not a spell, so you do not have to make a concentration check. The two thugs down here, one comes down here, and one is going here, is maybe thinking about climbing over that table to get to Lambda, and they both fire bow arrows at you, Lambda. So that is a 21, and the other one is a miss.
Well, the 21 definitely hits.
And the second one, natural 3 and a 4, so they miss. So you only take 6 points of piercing damage.
Shit aim.
Okay. Vulu holds an action. Spitz, your turn.
Spitz is just going to keep wailing on this guy for now. That one. That is a 19 to hit.
A 19 definitely hits, yes.
10 points of damage.
Okay, he's still up.
She is going to hit him again. That's a 27 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Doing 11 points of damage.
Then he falls.
And then Spitz is going to take a certain death warhammer in her left hand and hit this other guy.
Okay.
Hopefully.
This other guy.
No, she's not. You know, she thought about it, and she's not going to do that, actually.
So the one in your left hand is Vulu, is Yokul's. Okay. Make a wisdom saving throw for
me. Me?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a 12.
You feel cold all of a sudden. Really cold.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
I have defense against cold.
It's no damage or anything, but you just feel
a
chill kind of go over you.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On initiative 20...
Oh. Oh, no.
Rose comes out through the door.
Yeah.
I thought I heard something going on out here. She laughs. Oh, you got out of the cage. Interesting.
You didn't make it hard.
At 20, a lair action goes off.
Yeah.
And I would like Lambda and Spitz to make dexterity saving throws as sparks suddenly come out of the floor.
15.
You're fine.
Damn, I rolled 8. Oh, sorry, 10.
10.
It was 8 on the die.
Okay, still a failure. You take 6 points of electrical damage, electricity.
Ooh, it tingles.
This is Rose, but this is Fila, yes?
Yeah, it looks like it's a half-orc, but she's dressed in... this is the first time that you've seen Fila, Spitz, in a very, very long time. She's normally dressed like you see her in leathers and like her druid robes. Very just like in the wild, in like natural, wearing natural clothing. But she's like in these like high-collared mage outfit, very like expression sneering at you, at all of you, on her face, and like these fancy mage robes that just do not suit her at all. Okay, that was initiative 20, so it is Donar's turn. The one that's on Spitz currently is like 25 away.
25, so I'm within 60. If I stepped out, yeah, because it's still loading for me. If I stepped two spaces north, I'd be within 60 of Rose.
Yeah, 55. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. So he's gonna step out, and it would have been the first time that he's seen her in a while too. And bonus action, unsettling words. He's gonna say, "How sad is it that you needed someone else's form just so you could function? You're weak, and we're gonna show you how weak."
I doubt that.
Well, wait, what is it? Oh, Vera. First time for him casting synaptic static.
Hell yeah.
That spell.
So that is going to be an intelligence save from Rose minus a d8 from the unsettling words.
Okay.
It's a 20-foot sphere, but she's the only one who's going to be in it.
Is this psychic damage?
It is.
Let me look up something real
quick. Okay.
Minus 5. It's a spell, so she's at advantage to that. 15.
She needed a 16, Ron.
Okay. Yay.
So let me just real quick roll 8d6 psychic damage.
If you could, except that she chooses to make the save.
Okay.
Legendary actions.
That's great. Well, okay. I figured I would try it. I'm still going to roll it, and she's going to take half. Okay. That's not bad. It was about to be a lot of ones. 25, so instead she's going to take 12 psychic damage.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, she made it, so nothing else happens. And Donar's going to say, well, that could have gone better.
It always could go better, you know.
Hey, thanks.
Anything else, Donar?
No, he's reveling in that, hey, thanks.
Okay. It's her turn.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, she is going to... Okay, she's going to cast Firebolt on you, Donar.
Sure.
She has advantage on this roll.
Yeah, I bet she does.
And that is a 17 to hit.
Yep, sure does.
Okay. 4d10 points of fire damage.
yeah, sure.
Let's see her.
21 points. You get 21 points of fire damage. Okay. Just a four as this huge fire ray just shoom, comes down at you and just hits you right in the chest.
Okay.
And that is her turn. Shard.
All right. I'm going to get in on the action now. Rest of my regular movement gets me here.
Mm-hmm.
While I charge in, I'm going to switch over to... I'll stow the spear once I see that the room's a little bit more spread out than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get a hand axe out, and we'll throw the first one at this guy next to Spitz.
Okay.
That is a dirty 20.
That hits.
For 8 damage.
Okay.
And I'll follow it up with another one at the same guy.
Okay.
For a 21.
That hits.
For another 8 damage. And I'm just going to call out, "This fight will only go one way. You could end this now and just stop, please." Just kind of...
Pleading. Make a persuasion check. She laughs, though.
At 23.
Whoa.
She says, "You're right. This will end one way or the other."
And then as he says, "I had a feeling you may say that." And with his bonus action, I'm going to cast Searing Smite. Can I recall that? I'm not going to do that. Cool. There's no point right now. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Fang,
he's on, I guess, team Shard here, and he's gonna slowly approach. His 30 feet takes him maybe like a good 5 feet ahead of Shard,
mm-hmm.
and he'll float over. And in doing so, for the first time, is very consciously aware, A, that Lantha is here,
I don't know if he heard any of that conversation, any of like her what she said.
There was combat going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Spitz is the only one that could see her at the time. So, and three other guards that he did not see before. With his peripherals on like full alert, he's got his attention on Rose, but he floats over ahead of Shard. He says, "The turtle is right. You have brought us all here. This has been a long chase. It could end now without your bloodshed." Well, and he puts his, he rolls his eyes a little bit and kind of laughs to himself.
The only blood who's going to be shed tonight is Felix.
And Fang smiles really big. He says, "You know, I thought you might say that." And as he theatrically looks over at the already dead guard that Spitz has disposed of, and he says, "This has already proven to be untrue. So let us see where the night takes us, yes?"
Let's.
And so that was his movement. And as a bonus action, he kind of very slowly casts a spiritual weapon. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he uses it yet. I think he just kind of, it's that crescent moon that he uses. Mm-hmm. It's like a blade, but he casts it kind of as a belt right now.
Yeah.
It's almost more theatrical than practical right now. Just as he smiles at her. So that's the bonus action. And then he will cast a first level guiding bolt.
Okay.
At, you know what? He looks at Fila, like dead eyes, but he casts the guiding bolt to his right at the guard that's next to Spitz.
Yeah. Okay.
Boss move.
Just a blast of radiant energy coming out of your hand. Not even looking.
That is 23 to hit.
That hits him.
And it's going to do 13 points of radiant damage. While he smiles at Rose.
Lambda.
All right, so if I were to go through these desks, would that hinder me at all? Can I just go through them?
It would take an acrobatics to kind of hop over them, or because they're kind of open tables, so you could like crawl under them as well, acrobatics. But I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't make you say it's difficult terrain. So.
Okay, sweet, because I wanna go over them.
Okay.
So I guess I'll try. Holy shit, she is not dexterous at all. She fell downstairs several times. Oh shit, 15.
That's enough.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Usually I roll nat ones. All right, I'm moving myself all the way over here next to Fang and Spitz, and I'm just gonna like give Fang like a quick like, "Thanks for taking care of Octavia for me," and casts haste on him. The moment he like gives him like a good like high five sort of deal, but on
his kind of because he's flying, so you kind of reach up and tap his foot.
Probably his foot. I'm just like, also, where is Octavia? Where is she at in this?
Oh, you think that I was taking care of Octavia? Octavia had the whole thing handled from the start. I have no idea where that thing is right now.
Octavia. What are you?
Octavia wrapping is like kind of like was hiding in Fang's clothing.
Holy God, there it is.
Do you not like snakes? Come here, baby.
It's fine. It's just, it's graceful as a cat, for Christ's sake.
I grab my baby.
Anything else, Lambda?
No, I moved and I cast haste.
Farron.
I'm just going to move up here.
Oh, the gang is all here, Farron.
He's just gonna look. He's gonna stare her down and say, "Hello, Rose."
You didn't do an insight check for her. Oh, I see that you've switched bodies back.
Very perceptive of you.
Where's the kobold?
Oh, you'll see.
And so I'm new to seeing all of this. These are the sword guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to. So he's got the wand of magic missiles, and he's gonna take it out, and he's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, one, two, he only sees this one, so he's gonna launch four magic missiles at this guy here that he can see.
The one that's next to...
Yeah. Space. We'll get your pawns out of the way and then deal with you.
I pay them well. They will fight for me.
They'll die for you.
This is what happens. So you pull out the one magic missile, you point it, and it kind of glows at the tip.
Just the tip.
And then suddenly flowers sprout out of it. Yeah, just the tip. And the flowers, phew, pop out of it.
And then he's just going to look at it for a second, drop his hand down. And he's
this turn. Isn't the wand that you remember having.
And he's going to turn slow burn to the left to look at Vulu down the corridor.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, where's my wand of magic missiles?
About that. I needed the money, see?
God damn it, Vulu! And he's going to just throw it down, and that'll be my turn, I guess.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Can I roll the hit, Vulu?
Yeah.
All right. With my death, that's a 9. Probably miss.
Okay.
But still, I tried.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. he, like, dodges. It lands, and another, like, sparks of, like, flowers kind of pew, petals come out of it. He's like, I got it at a magic shop. It
was this wand of magic thistles?
anything else, Farron?
No, that'll be...
Okay. The one guard that is on Spitz, Lambda's right there and is an easier, squishier target. So that's an 18 plus 5, so 23 and a 19. So both hit with a short, or a long sword.
And with that, she wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And with like a kind of quick, oh shit, accidentally does Hellish Rebuke on him.
Okay. The damage, was that on the first attack?
Yes. Okay.
So you take 7 points of slashing damage from the first attack. Do the Hellish Rebuke.
All right.
7. He fails.
Yeah. That was a 3, a 9, and a 10.
Oh, God. He had 10 left.
Oh, no.
The fires of hell erupt out of the floor and cover him. He's like, and just collapses down.
So, oh, shit. I didn't.
So the second attack does not go off.
Whoops.
Okay. At the end of that guard's turn, Rose is going to use a legendary action to cast a, like her other two slots, to cast, let me find her stats, a firebolt at Fang.
Well,
cool.
Good.
By the way, you have plus 2 AC to your AC.
Yeah, that's rad. I'm pumped about it.
This is an advantage. That is a 18. Does that hit you, Fang?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it does not.
Okay. The firebolt kind of like burns the ceiling.
He'll just like move his head to the side. And see his smile turns to a growl.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'll get you next time. Okay, the other guards run up here. One stands on the table, and they are going to fire arrows at Fang and Lambda. And the thug that's below Fang is going to try to hit him, because he's just going to—he's actually going to get up on the table and try to hit you. 13 and a 6. Okay, the thugs. Lower thug is firing arrows at Fang. 2 and a 4 miss. Other one at Lambda, 19 and a 19 plus, and then a 4 plus. That's a 9 for that one. So
only the 19.
Okay, that is a 3 plus 2, 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Farron and Donar to the south.
Yep.
You hear the sounds of bowstrings snapping as you see some guards come around the corner and they fire at Vulu. Vulu's held action goes off and he runs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 this way. And so the guard is actually firing at Farron.
Ugh.
Yeah, that tracks.
You're a bigger target than me. 15 to hit you.
Nope.
Okay. I think it's the top of the round. Vulu sees Rose, and Rose is like, "Oh, you brought him along. Is he your pet now? What should I call you, Farron? Farron and Trax?"
I think he prefers Vulu.
I'm Vulu.
Right, Vulu?
I prefer Vulu. Oh, what a silly name. He's your pet now, Farron.
Don't listen to her. She's just trying to get under your skin.
You're totally wrong. He was a secretary.
I was not secretary. I was a very, very important member of the organization.
He was an executive assistant.
Ah!
Ha, ha, ha.
Vulu is going to cast a Cure Wounds on Donar.
On Donar? Oh. What a horrible guy!
I'm not going to do this every single time. 10 points of healing, Donar.
Oh, dude, thanks. That's like the first thing you've ever done.
It's the first thing he's ever done.
Spitz, your turn.
Okay, Spitz has a lot of big feelings right now. Seeing the Fila again, and she says something. Can I think of something cool to say? And Spitz says, "How dare you? How dare you take over the life of somebody else, a good person, and use it for such evil?"
Why, thank you so very, very much. This body that I'm inhabiting has great feelings for you and misses you terribly. I hope she remains alive to be able to tell you that.
You're gonna get what's coming to your Rose.
Bring it.
And Spets is gonna wild shape into a bear.
Let's go.
Okay.
Angry bear time! Okay. And I think,
is this a large bear?
Yes.
Large.
Large beast. Unaligned. Yeah.
Unaligned.
It's about to align its paw with a...
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Nice.
I think deep down, so Spitz is incredibly pissed off, but I think she knows that at this... Spetsoft! I think she knows in this moment that she is not the one to start attacking Rose, so she's gonna hold off while she can and just try to chomp chomp these bad boys away. Pew! So she gets two multi-attacks?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So okay. Enormous. Holy shit.
So she's trying to position herself between these two guys so she can reach them. And starting, it doesn't let me get to right there, but she's gonna start with this guy.
Okay.
Up here. With a bite and a claw.
Okay.
Which is a 16 for the first one and that then a 14 hit. For the second.
Yes, that will hit. The 14 Forage. Misses though.
Yeah. And that does 10 points of piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just gonna go ahead and do it again.
Okay.
And that one is a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Filthy.
And another 16.
Okay. 16 does it. Both.
Gorge. So that does... The chomp does 11 points of piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And the claws do 16 points of slashing.
Okay.
I need someone to Photoshop a can of White Claw that says bite and claw. Picture of Spitz on it.
Mango. Good.
In bear form.
Okay, Donar.
Donar, bonus action, unsettling words, is going to say, "Spitz, didn't worry about Rose. She's sitting in her safe little corner slinging fire and insults because she knows if she got in the middle of the fight, she'd be too weak to keep up. Is that true, Rose? Did we figure it out?"
You're not going to bait me with such... inane tactics.
All right, Munich! He's going to cast Shatter.
Okay.
And that's going to be, I believe, a con save.
On Rose?
On Rose.
Okay. At 8.
That's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's casting this at the 4th level, so that's going to be 5d8 thunder damage.
Okay, she chooses to succeed instead.
Okay, well, that's okay. She's still going to take 13 thunder damage.
Okay.
And loud echoing thunder all around us.
Okay.
As he tries to make his point. And any non-magical object that isn't being worn or carried also takes the damage if it's in the spell's area. I've never looked at that, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Not anything right there. If it was like a table, like this area in the middle, make a perception check. This area in the middle right here has like test tubes and things.
It's a natural one.
Okay, never mind.
Don't always try and his debate tactics. It's not, he's not paying attention.
Test tubes?
Yes.
Lambda's eyeing it.
There are also like papers, and there's also boxes marked ingredients, like mixtures and tinctures. There's like various, all sorts of things.
Where?
Everywhere. Every table. I forgot to do the lair actions on 20. I'm going to do those now. Vulu, Farron, and Donar make dexterity saving throws as sparks erupt underneath their feet.
16.
You make it?
Okay.
Huh, an 8.
Okay, that's a fail. And Vulu... Oh, he makes. Okay.
Whoa.
So if you make it, it's half of 9, and fail, it's 9 points of electrical.
If you break it.
4. Yeah.
Buy it.
Damage. Okay. And Vulu's like, hot foot, hot foot, hot foot.
Thank you, hot foot.
Anything else? Okay, Donar.
No, I'm staying pat.
Okay, this is what Rose does. Ooh. She casts her 9th level spell, Time Stop. And suddenly, everything in the room slows down. And you can see kind of like you're just like moving, and suddenly the time completely comes to a standstill.
Are we aware of it?
You are not aware of it. She's going to do that. She's going to do... Actually, I have to roll d4. She's going to do that. She's going to do that. Actually, let me see. Because she basically takes... Like, she rolls a d4, and it's a d4 plus 1. That many times actions in a row that you're not aware of.
Oh, shit.
Okay, and she ends it by casting a lightning bolt, which goes through... Because the second that it affects somebody, an enemy... then the spell is broken. And so everybody but Donar, Spitz, Lambda, Shard, Farron, and Vulu need to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, shit.
Not Fang?
Fang is not... It's just this line.
Oh, it's that...
Yeah.
Cool.
Like that.
Oh, that way. Got it.
Yeah.
I got another nat 20.
Okay, let's go. Success.
A 15.
Natty 8.
I think a 15, let me check, fails. It does.
Which was kind of bullshit, because like my digital dice was like on 13, and it was like, you rolled an 11. Uh-huh. What? No.
What?
No. Shard got a 16.
That is a fail. The DC is 17 for her spell casting.
Can I use my reflect ability?
You can.
I cannot save myself. But I will try and save at least Farron. And I am just going to, for that brief moment, just yell out, just relax your body! And give him that brief, that flash of genius to bring that up to a 20
Thank
for him.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I could not make it. I rolled a 4.
And he relaxes.
Okay.
He relaxes his body and says, oh, wow. Yeah.
It rolls right off of you.
If you fail, who failed?
Just me, I think.
51 points of damage.
Holy
cool. Cool. I'm going to try to reflect it. So I'm making that wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, DC 15.
15. Yeah. And I got a natural 20.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Boom. Yeah. Send it back.
Okay.
I send it back.
Okay.
That's sick.
So half of what's 54 clutch. Is
27.
I'm down.
Okay. Ah. This is what happened, Shard. The energy hits you. It suddenly, like, you just feel like, oh, it just, each time you do this, you're feeling weaker and weaker and weaker. But the silvering effect on your shell happens, shoom, and the lightning bolt blasts back, and suddenly it hits this globe that's surrounding her and stops and never reaches her.
Gross.
She's protected.
So no damage for her. She just laughs. Oh, what do you think I'm up to? Why are you here?
Tell us. Open ears.
What were in those crates you had?
Oh, the crates that I gave to the guards. I've been doing that for quite a long time, you know.
Curious.
Do you really think I would follow to the footsteps of Zardarok and make the same overreaching mistakes that the Duergar army made? Destroy all 10 towns. I will focus my attention on only one. And it is Shard's turn.
Oh, shit.
He's kind of singeing from this lightning reflection a bit, and he's gonna kind of table slide across this desk, and as he pulls the spear back out and attack this guard here.
Okay.
So that's a 26 to hit.
Okay. That hits for sure.
For 11 damage. 11.
Which one did you attack?
This guy, the one down there.
Okay, that's number 5. Okay.
And I'm going to throw a superiority die trip attack into that.
Okay.
So first I'm going to add a d8 to the damage for an extra... I just want to make sure I'm doing it right. Add the total, yeah. For an extra 4 damage, and he has to make a strength saving throw. Save.
That's a plus 3. Is this athletics or just 16. Strength?
Just strength.
Okay. Just on a skill. Okay.
16.
Only a 9.
Great. So he is prone. And then I'm going to land on the other side of the table and attack him again with advantage, right?
Yeah. Because he is prone. Yeah. Yep.
Natural 20. Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yay.
Cool. 4, 9, 13 magical piercing damage.
Okay.
And I'll use the rest of my movement to come down this way, kind of standing on this table here.
Make an acrobatics check to cool. Kind of jump over the table.
Yeah. Natural 20, 32.
Oh my god.
Dude!
I don't think I ever touched god. The ground.
Yeah.
Jesus Cristo.
So just kind of standing there, again, that kind of 300 pose, shield out with the spear kind of poking through one of the antler prongs.
Right.
We will find a way to take you down now.
You know, it doesn't matter if I go down. I don't need an army for my plans to succeed.
Okay. That's good, because your army is clearly garbage.
The Fairy clones were too unreliable, too dependent on the greedy nature of those who would choose the long-lived form of an elf in order to live beyond, far beyond their pitiable human lifespan.
Many of us are not even allowed that much time. It is what good we choose to do with it.
Anything else, Shard?
Nope.
Fang?
Fang is hasted, though...
I rolled to see if I lost concentration. I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
And so I'm good.
So I have options to use an extra action, but I don't need the extra distance, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. So, hasted or not, Fang is going to kind of like dive bomb Rose from the air. He's going to zip right over to her. And in doing so, bringing his spear out. And he's going to go for a really big swipe as he gets up to her. And he says, you may not need an army, but it looks like you need a body. And he's going to go for Fila, like straight across the chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's shitty. I'm going to use my inspiration that I have stacked. And that's a much better role. That's the last of my inspirations. Or no, that was in the other campaign. That's in the... I used end inspiration. Doesn't matter. oh, that's easy to blur, isn't it? That is a 28 to hit.
That will definitely hit her, yes.
And so that is going to do... 10 points of piercing, mm-hmm. But I'm also going to burn Let me try to say it correctly. Divine Strike.
Is that a spell?
No, that is a feature.
Feature, okay.
So on one of my turns, I use a weapon attack. I can do an extra 1d8 radiant.
Okay.
So that's 10 piercing and 8 radiant damage.
Nice.
And as a bonus action, the crescent moon around my belt is going to come up and just slash the opposite direction that my spear did.
Okay.
And that, I suppose, is a spell, though it's already been cast.
Yeah.
That is only a 12 to hit.
Okay, 12 misses. A barrier, a different colored barrier seems to flash over her, Mage Armor, as it blocks the blow.
Now, I didn't need the extra movement, but in using haste, Fang is going to use his extra action to disengage.
Yes.
And back up toward the door she came through.
Mm-hmm. Which is closed currently. I left it open, but it's closed.
And he kind of like... It's like he comes up really fast, swipe, and then pounces back in like a ready, but he's like growling as he guards the door from her exit.
Okay.
And that'll be the end of my turn.
Okay. At the end of your turn, she is going to use 2 legendary actions... To cast, Firebolt.
Yep.
21 to hit. 21 hit with the 21.
Stony. That is my AC right now.
Okay, yeah. So the Firebolt goes off, and that is because she's a 18th level spellcaster.
Jesus Christ.
That's 40, 10, 13, 16. 20 points of fire damage. And she's like, Lambda, it was strange having Farron beg me to take you on. Vulu, I guess I should call it that. He told me that your skill set would bring us glory and riches and power. And yet all of your notes and recommendations only led to the experimental dead ends. I knew not to...
Yeah, I planned that.
I knew not to trust you. That you were there only to rescue your friend. But from defeat, I will claim victory.
Oh, you see, you talk shit about my research. I purposely made mine bad. Yours was shit from the beginning.
You did not even understand my vision. The liquefied flesh, the failed clones. I've been refining that with every batch that I make.
And yet it still never came out right.
What do you think's in the boxes that I've been sending with my guards?
Your asshole?
No. The flesh. Lambda, your turn.
Hearing that, she's just going to look at Rose for a quick second before... I'll get back to you on that. And head over to Fallen Farron, right over here. I'm going to just reach in... and grab my potion of healing greater and just kind of shove it in his mouth.
What's in the greater healing potion? What does it taste like?
It tastes kind of a little bit like mango, just slightly. But it's a little off, just a little off. You don't want to know what's in there. It's fine. You're good.
Fair. You taste the mango.
I don't even know what that is. Is that 44?
Great. 44 plus 4.
Do you want to roll it, Lambda, or...
You should roll it.
All right.
For no reason. Roll.
For no reason just, whatsoever.
You
know,
you should roll it.
And that's going to be 6.
Yeah.
Double what you rolled.
Wow.
And then She's going to kind of give Farron like a light little smack on the face and just say, look, yeah, we better hurry this up. Our contract ends in 2 minutes and 42 seconds. And with that, also bonus action healing word. So you are going to heal for an additional 9.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Lambda?
No. I'm good for now.
Okay, Farron.
Okay, so I am going to cast... Sorry, I'm trying to... I don't remember how to use the ruler in here.
Just click on it, and then you click, and then drag.
I was going to cast Storm Sphere, but I think it's a 20-foot radius, and then get, like, everybody in there. All right, so I'm going to cast Chaos Bolt. So he comes to, he's like, ah!
Okay.
Oh, right. He's going to cast... I'll do a level 3 Chaos Bolt.
On
this guy here. Oh, that's probably going to hit 30.
But God, yes, it does hit.
And it's going to... I'm going to choose electrical damage.
Okay.
And that is going to be... So it's 11 plus... Oh, plus 1. So 12 points of electrical damage.
Well, that's still enough to kill him.
Hey.
And that'll be it.
The thugs... This one stands up when it was knocked prone. He's no longer prone. Well, he's actually above. Well,
he's prone to
anger.
They're both going to attack the bear right there, because they're right there. They don't have to bear. Move. Let's see that. Oh, God. Oh, wow. 219. So that's up actually. Yeah, plus 5.
They both hit.
24. Okay. These are with long swords, so these are, yeah, two-handed long swords. So, that is 11 points slashing and 5 points slashing, and the second guard, 16 and a natural 20.
16 is my AC.
Okay, so the 16 does 12 points of slashing, halved because you're raging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then two, and the natural 20 does 18 points of slashing halved.
Okay. So, what you see happen... Giant bear Spitz gets hit a bunch of times, and then she pops back into regular Spitz and goes, oh, fuck!
Back!
What happened is that this thug was on top of the one that hit the natural 20, that was on top of the table, and it jumped down, overhand strike, and it's like, that's what caused you to shape back into Spitz.
Okay.
So he's right there. The other group of guards who were in the one of the rooms that you didn't go into when you were exploring earlier, last session, rush up. Da-da-da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And just to keep...
Jesus.
Yeah, they're actually not going to do that because they don't want to get hit by a lightning bolt. Okay.
Okay.
One's going to attack Farron. One's going to attack Farron, one's going to attack Lambda. Okay. So that is a 19 and a dirty 20, Lambda. Okay. Yep. That is 6 points of slashing and 7 points of slashing.
Okay.
On Farron, that is a 15.
Nope.
And a less than 15.
That one hits for some reason. No, that doesn't
hit. The one behind, one's going to shoot at Vulu. Like they're kind of shooting through their friend. Hitting Vulu.
What if they shot their friend?
Yeah. If they rolled a natural one, I would have considered it.
They're confused.
And so arrow hits Vulu. Ow! What the? You're supposed to be standing in front of me, Farron.
Sorry, yeah, dude, he's chewing right now.
I got him.
He's chewing on his words to respond to you.
I didn't have dinner.
This is not the time to be eating, Farron.
He's a father. I mean, give him a second.
I can't help but see that you're a little.
My time, all right?
I mean, you're a little pudgy. You know, I understand the need to eat. So,
you did this to me.
I tried to stop him.
And let's see, the other two are gonna shoot at Farron. God. Miss 2 and 5, 4 and 16 is the high roll.
You know, for that 16, I'm gonna cast shield.
Okay. Back. Reaction. You're just arguing in Vulu, and you just gonna reach over and like, phew,
just like smack it away.
Smack it away. Yeah. Okay. I believe it is the top of the round now. Yeah. Vulu. Let me look at his character sheet. How you looking, Donar?
I mean, not great, but probably better than some others.
I'm trying to decide between Farron and Donar. Farron.
Farron, probably.
Yeah, he's going to cast another cure. If you're going to keep me alive, I need to keep you alive. Ugh, I can't believe I'm doing this. That is...
well, thank you.
10 points of cure. Healing. Spitz, your turn.
Spitz says, you tiny pieces of shit! And wild shapes again.
Back to bear.
Yeah. Get back to bear 6. It's not my best.
Bear necessities?
Yeah, that's good. Doing the same thing. Another 98!
I couldn't hear what you were yelling. It kind of cut out.
It's crazy. It's like it was too loud.
It was another Natchy. <Yeah. laughs> I never yell. I've never been excited in my life.
I've never heard you talk before. It's pretty crazy.
I'm very quiet and unexcitable. It's on my resume.
What'd you say?
So net 20 against that bitch.
Okay, which one? The one? Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one is a 16, which is actually a 21.
That will hit.
Ha ha ha! So we're gonna do it because I have the dice ready. The bite is the nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
Which becomes a... 20 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
You turn French when you do math.
It becomes it.
It becomes it. Those are the rules. I don't make the math. And then the claws do 16 points of slashing.
Oh, he's up, but barely. Okay.
Spitz is going to bite him again, okay. Probably.
Okay.
You know, it's all about balance. I rolled a nat 1 and a 4.
Okay, miss.
So, okay. Both of those are misses.
Okay. Seeing that all four of you are clumped up together, on 20, I need Lambda, Donar, Farron, and Vulu to make dexterity saving throws as sparks come out of the floor.
Dirty 20.
God damn it. A 10.
Okay, it's a fail.
I know.
Damn, even if I use my flash of genius, it wouldn't help. But I will use my flash of genius on myself. Because I rolled a 13, so if I used it, that'll put it up to an 18. Okay,
and Vulu rolls a 8, natural 8, times plus 4, 12. But is not enough. Okay. So it is 10 points or 5 if you make it.
Gotcha.
Of electrical damage.
That's funny. I think that's the only other flash of genius I've ever seen that wasn't Trax. So, like, I kind of forget that that's, like, a class feature and not just, like, an arrogant Trax thing.
And my flash of genius.
Okay.
I saved you.
What was that? Sorry, what was the full damage?
10.
All right. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Donar, your turn.
Donar's going to say, oh, all right, new plan. And he's going to back up to right here. And he's going to shout, Munich! And cast Shatter on these two jabronis.
Okay.
So that's going to be a con save.
Okay. For each of them.
Yes, sir.
17.
That makes.
And a 10.
That misses.
Guy to the left is the one. My left, well, that guy made is the one on the right failed.
Gotcha, cool. So I'm doing this at third level. It's going to be 48. That's going to be 16 total, and then 8 on a miss.
Okay.
And then not bonus action, but just talking to Vulu. He's going to say, Vulu, you're going to have to fight with us or die. We cannot keep saving you. You got to earn your keep here, bro. And leave Farron alone. He's got enough on his plate. Thank you. It's not Bardic Inspiration. Maybe it's Intimidation. I don't know.
Bardic Intimidation.
Okay. Anything else, Donar?
No. And that was to Vulu, not to Ron.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
That's a character thing.
Oh, I know.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Fang, I'd like you to make a Charisma saving throw.
That's an 8.
Okay, this is what happens. Announcing the results. Suddenly, you feel yourself fading away, and suddenly with a pop, you're gone.
Excuse me?
Sorry?
Banished?
He is banished.
Banished?
Yes.
Oh,
banished?
Okay.
Where? No!
That's fantastic.
For those of you listening at home, Ross's camera is gone.
That's really
NC
good.
NC is banished.
Wait, what was his fucking... What did he roll?
Just an 8. An 8.
Oh,
that's tough.
God damn it, Rose.
Got blipped.
Yeah, that's totally a blip.
You got Thanos snapped.
Boom. That failed clone you found on the shore of sea moving ice, that was actually my first real success. A mixture of Farron clone and the flesh distillate. That was just a test I left for you to find.
That's crazy, because that one sucked.
I'm sure it did.
It was super gross.
Shard, your turn.
Fang disappeared. Everybody else is back there. I just take a moment, close my eyes, and be the shield. Protect the Dale, and I'm gonna charge her with the spear.
Okay, roll to hit.
Okay. That is a 28 to hit.
That hits.
All right, that's gonna be. Well, that's weak, but just 6 magical piercing damage.
Okay, she has to make a concentration check, and she makes it.
And I'm going to throw a trip attack into that.
Okay.
So we're going to add 8 piercing damage, and she has to make a strength saving throw.
Okay. It's a plus 0. That's a fail.
Excellent. So that maneuver is not a bonus action. That's just when you hit with a weapon attack. So as a bonus
action...
Does
it add the bonus to the attack? It's like... This actually makes a difference. Like, it's not separate damage. It's like added on to the damage.
You expend 1 superior, add the total to the damage.
Okay, keep a running total of how much damage you're doing.
Okay, well, that makes me nervous. But because I still have my bonus action, so I'm going to cast Searing Smite for my second attack again with advantage.
So you did 14 points on the first attack. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's a 25 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And she is ignited in flames. She has to make a constitution saving throw at the start of her next turn.
Oh, I forgot about this. Okay.
Don't like that.
Okay.
Don't be so excited, Ron.
No. She had a fire shield up. It's one of the things she cast during the time stop.
Great.
So, what this fire shield does is that every time you hit her with a melee attack, the magic shield erupts in the flame, and this is not concentration. So, the first attack you did, and I should have done this to Fang too, but I forgot, does 5 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And, yeah, she wanted you to take fire damage. So, she has resistance to cold damage currently, so...
Okay,
so it's full fire damage. I just wanted to double check that. Okay.
Gotcha, cool.
Okay.
Then I'm going to use action surge.
How much was the second attack?
Second attack was 11 normal magical Sorry, 11 magical piercing damage plus 6 fire damage.
Okay.
And then do I get fired again?
Yes, you do. That is 9 points of fire damage. Okay.
Do you guys still have the potions that you got, or did you guys use them all up?
I only remembered for sure writing down one of them, so I used the one that I for sure remembered.
So you guys should have several more, I think.
She makes her second concentration check.
Okay. I know I'm taking these fire hits, and I know I'm getting close to knocking on death's door, but at this point, everybody else is occupied. Shard is fully fixed on doing what he can to Rose right now, so I'm going to bonus action surge.
Action surge, okay. More times.
26.
That hits.
For 8 more magical piercing damage.
Oh, Fila's really feeling this.
She's Fila in it.
And then...
How many points?
8 more.
Okay.
And then one more time.
Give me a second. And then you take...
Oh, I didn't do that one advantage. Can I roll another
D20
to see?
Yeah, just to see.
Okay, nope.
6 points of fire damage from that third attack.
Okay. And then I get one more attack. And that is a dirty 20 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
For another 9 magical piercing damage.
Okay. She made all of her concentration checks.
Damn. Okay.
Because all she had to do was roll a 10 or above on a spell casting ability check. So it was like... and the last attack does 12 points of...
Ooh-wee. Okay.
Anything else, Shard?
Yes. Okay, so again, this is not a bonus action. It's part of a superiority die, so it just adds to the attack.
Got it.
I'm going to do a goading attack to add another D8 of damage.
Okay.
Just 1. So that adds to the last attack.
Okay, so it's not an extra attack. Okay.
No, but she has to make a wisdom saving throw. Mm-hmm. And as I'm there with 1 now HP, just burnt to shit, I'm just... Finish me.
Goading attack. That is... what is it? Kind of spell it? What kind of...
Wisdom saving throw.
That is a 15.
She needed a 16. So she has disadvantage on all attack rolls against anything that isn't me.
Got it. Holy okay. Shit.
Wow, that was epic, Josh.
Okay,
that was awesome. Killer.
Ugh.
Okay. Stab. And she's she's also prone. If we didn't add that, she's prone.
Okay, she's holding the concentration on Fang, so he does not reappear. He's currently in a demiplane somewhere.
Not in a hot pocket.
No, okay. He is in a hot pocket. Yeah.
Lambda and cheese.
Lambda, your turn.
Oh, shit. Well, I feel a little bit fucked up. Just a little bit. So I am going to down a superior potion of mine. Because, holy shit. I've just been getting knocked out here and there and everywhere. All right.
That was a bonus action.
And
so there's like, basically, if you have the potions anywhere, like stored weakness, like cork, boom, like, that's a bonus action.
I roll for shit, though. Whatever. That's 30. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. All right. And then I am going to... These guys are in front of me and they're around me. All right. I am going to fucking... Well, I guess my concentration spell on Fang is gone now that he's blipped out of existence for the moment.
Well, you can choose to have it up and running. Like, it'll like appear back on him when he comes back.
All right.
Because it's like you're the one holding the power right now, so you're just kind of like, as long as the time doesn't run out on the spell.
Bye. I'm just gonna fucking firebolt the guy in front of me then.
Okay. Shit.
That's a 23.
That hits.
And I rolled for shit again. 12 damage.
That was the one who actually failed the thing from 12. Okay. Yeah, he failed the spell from Donar earlier. Okay. It is Farron, your turn.
All right, so now, right here, I'm going to cast Storm Sphere and get all these
bubbles. Let's go.
Double O?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom, cast.
What does that do?
Okay, so when the each creature in the sphere, when it appears, or that ends and it ends its turn there, must succeed on a strength saving throw or take 2d6 bludgeoning damage.
So right when it appears, correct. Okay.
I also roll the hit, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that means, like...
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't think it actually... Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I feel like it's just a sphere that happens. So they make a strength saving throw.
Yeah, there's no...
Oh, it's because I can use my bonus action to cause a bolt of lightning to leap from one...
Got it. It's a bonus thing. Okay. Nice fourth level spell. Okay, this strength saving throw. So the one below Lambda 17.
Where is it? Yeah, so it's, 17 is the save.
Okay. The one below Farron... 19 plus makes it. The one in the center fails. The one to the right of the gun center fails, and the gun fails. So the two in the front make, and the three in the back fail.
All right, the two underneath. I rolled double one, so I'm gonna use my class feature to reroll those.
Nice. That's a nice little.
Yeah, my season sorcery points. So I'm going to reroll those.
As a little treat.
As a treat. I'm going to reroll double ones. Instead, get two and a three. So they take five points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
And as a bonus action, I'm going to use a lightning bolt on the guy right next to me.
Okay. So the ones in the back who fail take it. And if they succeed, they don't take any damage.
Yes. I don't think they take any.
So which one did you have the lightning strike?
The one right in front of me.
Got it. Okay.
And then also, just in case you need to know, creatures within 30 feet of the sphere have disadvantage on wisdom perception checks.
Nice.
To listen. So I don't know if that's important, but you never know.
Okay. What kind of save is it?
So I'm glad I have advantage, because the first one was a one.
Okay.
And they both were ones. So let me... So I'm going to use some sorcery points to...
burning those sorcery points.
I know, for real. I'm going to reroll one more time. Here we go. It's been, what are the odds of rolling two nat ones in a row?
Oh, my God.
And I rolled a two. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Jesus, dude, fucking
great. You're rolling like me, Zach.
These are some dumb digital dice. They've been fucking with me all night. Okay, so that's a 13, so I'm sure that misses.
Yeah, that misses. Yeah, they're AC 16.
I'm done, then.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay, the two guards that are on the bear. Okay, this is a longsword attack, a 23 and a 10 for 7 points of slashing, and then the one to the southeast of you spits, only hits once for 9 points of slashing.
Okay,
this one is going to run up. And they can't, actually, how far down is the, where's the center of the sphere?
I put it right here.
Like there. And it's 20
feet. It's 20 feet radius, yeah. So I was trying to get.
Oh, God, it's all the way to the back wall. Actually, they're going to like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Like if they're there, they're out of the way.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah. And they're going to try to attack you. The Farron's the only one who can see.
I'm going to hide behind that guy.
You got cover. I count with cover. But one is actually a 19 plus, so that hits.
I'm going to cast shield again as a reaction.
Okay, 21 on the second attack. So the first one misses with the shield. 21.
That hits, because my AC is now 21.
3 plus 2, 5 points of piercing. Farron.
Okay.
And all of the guards have gone. Rose is just like looking up, like bloodied. Like blood coming from her tusked mouth, looking up at the turtle. Oh, all the torture inflicting on this poor soul. She feels it all. Vulu is going to say, Rose, leave him alone! And he's going to run, getting an attack of opportunity from the guard, missing.
Nice.
Up on the table. And is going to cast
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Screw it.
Do it.
Blue on the table. Alternatively, I've a voodoo on table.
It's going to cast Shatter. Tidfoot radius is actually going to do point it so that it's, because Fang's not actually there, and going to put like center it there so it doesn't hit the turtle. And she has to make a constitution saving throw as the shatter goes off, and that is only 13. I think that's a fail. DC 16. Yeah. Hey, Farron, would you roll 3d8 for me?
Ooh, sure.
You sure you want Zach to do it?
Yeah, Zach to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was his character before, so.
14.
It's true.
14.
Wasn't a bad roll.
And, shit, okay.
Don't like that.
What does that mean?
She rolled a 3. She has to get to 10 with her spellcasting ability. And that's a plus 5, 8. And that's not enough. Fang comes back, poop, as the concentration breaks.
Yes! He's back.
He's been holding that pose for so long.
There,
no, there's a shudder.
Oh, my. Oh, I thought you were just like,
can you imagine?
That whole time.
Jesus.
It's weird.
Okay. Fang, you experienced like you were just like incapacitated, so you don't know where you were. It was just dark.
It was hot. And it sucked. He left growling. And like, she's done this to him before. Mm-hmm. And I think so, like, whatever odd feeling that is familiar, and he's now he's madder. Yeah. He's really snarling.
The Lambda did not drop the concentration, so you were still hasted. Okay.
So, and what is Rose's situation?
She is currently flat on the ground, bloodied and beat up, and a turtle who's also equally like burned all over his body and shell is standing over her.
So she's bloodied and cut up, but she's conscious.
She's conscious, yes. It. Yeah. She just lost her concentration on it, so. And it is
Spets.
Spots.
Yeah, Spitz's turn. Okay.
Spots.
The Barrel Lady.
Okay.
Okay. All things considered, Spitz is gonna just take some opportunity attacks and go over to Rose.
Okay. So, two opportunity attacks, long sword. That is a 16.
That is my AC.
Okay, and the second one is only a 12. The longsword attack does 12 points of slashing.
After seeing everything that the turtle did to stop Rose and how in pain he is, Spitz is going to attack Rose. Non-lethal damage. She's hoping to knock her unconscious.
Okay.
Since she's prone, do I make all of these attacks at advantage?
At advantage, yes.
Okay. So, bite is only a 7.
A 7 misses.
However, the claws is a 22.
22 does hit. You take, suddenly fire erupts from her body, burning you for, 11 points of fire damage.
Jeez and crow.
Fine.
And Fang, you see this.
That does... Spitz has done... math is hard.
Math is hard.
14 points of slashing damage.
14. She's still up.
Spitz is going in for the bite again.
Okay.
That does 15 to hit.
15 misses.
Okay. And now claws again. That is a 17 to hit.
The 17 does hit. Is her AC?
Okay. And for the second set of claws, that is pretty fucking good damage. 15 points of slashing damage.
Okay. First, the fire shield goes up. You take 11 points of fire damage.
Jesus.
This is a bite or claw?
Claw. And with each attack, she lets out like a little growl that's also like a whimper. You know, like that sound that bears make?
Yeah, yeah. She falls back and like reaches out toward you. Oh, murdered again, I see. I was murdered by my greedy skin flint of a husband in East Haven, drowned in the lake. Even after death, I was able to exact my revenge, but it wasn't enough. The people of the town he called home, that I called home, East Haven, made me their mascot. Gave me a horrible name, the White Lady. Gave ghost tours. Even that fool medium Ronaldo summoned me to provide entertainment for anyone who would give him coin. Greedy, uncaring lots, all of them. But my time has come. The ghost of Loch Dinashir will have the last laugh, and I will see it. I will see it. I've been sending men to dump flesh distillate into the lake. At a certain point near the docks, where hundreds of years ago, a warrior slew a white dragon named Ikasarakt. I have seen the bottom of the lake. I know where the bones sit. The flesh will find the bones, and the dragon will rise and destroy East Haven. And she falls back, and suddenly this wisp shoots out of her body and shoots into the ceiling and away and gone.
Damn it!
And that's where we're going to stop for the night.
Did anyone catch where that wisp went?
Ooh.
Hot damn.
Up.
Through the ceiling.
Through the ceiling. Hot damn.
Get back here. Wow. Ron, that was excellent.
Thank you.
Holy shit, Ron.
Lambda, you up for one more night? Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to say combat's going to be over because once she went down, the other guards surrendered immediately.
Excellent.
Yeah. If you'll let me do this at the end.
Yes.
Spitz would immediately drop Wild Shape, drop Rage, and cast Cure Wounds on Fila.
Okay. Fila opens her eyes, looks at you feebly. Spitz, it is you. And she just kind of rolls over and passes out again and kind of her head in her lap.
Spitz would just cry and hold her.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll pick it up right there when we come back.
I'm going to cry it. Again, Ron.
That's a good ending.
Yes. For that one. Yes.
Wow.
But fucking Rose got away, man.
Yeah.
The last we've seen of her.
Well, I was going to be sad if I didn't get to attack her at least once.
A little postscript. There's some fishermen out on the ice outside of East Haven. They've cut holes into the ice, dropping their lines. And then suddenly there's a crack in the ice. And another crack. And everybody starts running, screaming. And then the ice erupts out of the lake. And we'll see what happens next time.
Oh, shit.
Ain't no rest for the severed son.
Hey.
Hopefully some flesh wasn't made whole.
You do know that it is an 8 out. Da-da-da-da-da.
Farron looks at the camera.
Oh, dude, is that here the whole time?
Oh, that's the title.
Yes. You get it.
I got it.
thank you all so much for a wonderful, wonderful, great combat. Yeah.
Yeah. I was sick.
Lots of stuff.
So many moving parts.
First ninth level spell. Yeah.
You did a great job keeping track of everything.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So much going on. I've got one, two, three. I've got at least 15 tabs open right now.
So. I believe it.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything else we need to talk about before we go?
I can't think of anything.
Well, let's go around and do our wrap-up.
What's up, pals? It's Paul here. I've been playing Donar Drakedonian, the Dragonborn Bard. You can find me on mostly Instagram these days at ThePaulGary. I'm also on Blue Sky if you're there at ThePaulGary. I don't have a food recommendation this week, but if you're passing through the Atlanta, Georgia area this Halloween season, come by Six Flags Over Georgia and I'll sing to you and I'll scare you. And I can't get you in for free. Sorry. It's too expensive. But don't tell the Six Flags people, thank you for paying my salary.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is Ross, been playing Fang. You can find me on Instagram pretty exclusively now, at GriffRM. I'm also on Blue Sky, I think. I at least made the profile. You can follow me there, but you're not going to see much content unless I get a wild hair, but we'll see. Which is not an expression that everybody knows. I just learned recently.
It's a good
wild,
one.
A wild hair up your ass. Have you ever heard that?
I think it's a southern thing.
It is a southern thing. Yeah.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, good old up in the Union.
Is it a wild H-A-R-E?
No. Or is not to me. Like a H-A-R-E.
Like a bunny rabbit.
Like a hair. Like wild hair.
Like a right? like an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it wild.
Because I'm feeling frothy, feeling spicy, and it's feeling wild.
Feeling
anyway, spicy. thanks for listening. And if you do hit me up on a social, I know that the candy corn factions are, you have an opinion. And I would like to know, thumbs up or thumbs down. I say thumbs up. I mean, you know.
What about pumpkins?
Fuck the pumpkins. It's all
I like
pumpkins are superior.
Wow. Hey, everybody. I'm Josh. I've been playing Shard the Tortle. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at JoshNround88. I am a firm anti-candy corn person, but some of the other flavors are pretty good. Like, there's like a caramel apple flavor that I kind of like. I don't know. We'll see. I can't think of anything else other than candy corn right now. So that sucks. Thanks for being here for 69 episodes. That's pretty wild. If you're not part of our Discord yet, I'll plug that again because it's fun over there. Even if you don't participate in conversation, it's fun to kind of get a behind the scenes look on just kind of the way our brains work sometimes.
Hey, it's Zach playing Farron, the elven sorcerer. I learned yesterday, do you know the origin of Six Flags, Paul?
The name? Oh, I took like a 3-hour training where they taught me. I've done it twice and I don't remember.
Because Six Flags,
as you shouldn't.
Six Flags is a Texas-based company and Texas, they talk the Six Flags of Texas are the six nations that have claimed ownership over Texas.
Okay, wow. Interesting.
Name them all right now.
All right, let's see. United States, France, sovereign Texas, Mexico, Confederate States of America, and I'm losing one.
Spain as well, probably.
That's a very weird thing to name a theme park after.
Six Flags of Texas, hang on.
Name it after our masters. We will honor them.
We Spain. Yep, that was it. Spain. yeah, follow me on whatever. Figure it out. I'm not telling you. You know by now.
Can somebody take a picture of this?
I just
shit?
Did.
Oh, where are you going?
Standing.
Hello. I'm Claire. I'm playing Spets the Bear Lady.
Difficulty class 19 for this.
Okay, she left. She left. She left. Okay. Oh, wow. My cat was just perched on my neck, ass to face at first.
human cat centipede. sorry, that was disgusting. How do you do this? Okay, hey, my name is Claire. I'm playing Spitz the Bear Lady. You can follow me on the socials, Instagram, Blue Sky, and Tumblr at FemSloth. I did change the name of my my unhinged blog to ThemSloth.
I saw that today. Yeah.
That's great.
I am tickled. My drink recommendation for today is water.
It's always a good drink choice. It. Always a good choice.
Yes.
Bitch. It's the end.
Jaden, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I should plug shit.
Yeah.
hey, everybody. This is Jaden, and I was playing Lambda, the alchemist merchant tiefling, at your service. And what should I say? Fuck. If you guys, I know you guys like Six Flags, but I'm a Knott's Berry Farm lady myself. I love Knott's Berry Farm. If you ever go there during the months of March to April, they have a boysenberry season where they make a bunch of food with boysenberry. And if you don't know what boysenberry is, it's a cross between a raspberry, a European raspberry, European blackberry, American dewberry, and Loganberry. And it's so fucking good. Like, it is so good.
That's what a boysenberry was.
A B at the beginning of that, which I didn't learn until I was fucking 20.
Boysenberry.
Isn't this the one where they have like the punch card where you want to go around the park and you get all the boysenberry things? And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like nachos, pulled pork, smoothies. They have alcohol based drinks with it. It's so
what
good.
The girls and
it's
berries.
Fun.
Hell yeah, man.
Equality.
And
it's 2023.
Everybody's plugged everything in, so instead I'm just going to say, have you heard of the critically acclaimed MMORPG Final Fantasy XIV with an expanded free trial, which you can play through the entirety of A Realm Reborn, the award-winning Heaven's Word expansion, and the Stormblood expansion, up to level 70 for free with no playtime restrictions?
I don't think I've heard of that.
Yeah, I have. And my name is Ron Murphy. You can find me on Twitter at Ron88Keys, RBDM. Please subscribe and leave us a review on Podchaser or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Share us with all your friends. You can watch us, actually Ross and Jaden and me, on Wednesdays for Rolling in the Nether Deep, our Nether Deep live stream episode. And you can listen to the podcast episodes for that every week. Please follow us on Twitter at Blue Sky or Blue Sky at Separate Sons D&D. Join our Discord. Join our Patreon. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, D&D Beyond, Roll20. Thank you to Serenscape, Henri Sitkoff, Melody, and to Monument Studios for the amazing sound effects and music. Stay frosty, everyone. Bye.
We're so cold. We're so cold.
Hey y'all, if the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.